Yonge Street, Toronto, Ontario, Canada, Miss Cartier's Drag Boutique.
For the next 2 hours, Master Noel and Sir Mark will be discussing different aspects of the leather and kink lifestyle. Send an email, hit the chat room, or sit back and just try to relax, because the next 2 hours are going to be a bumpy ride.
And we are back. God, it was commercial.
I love it. I got to do it now just because it's so...
Slave Wayne has two favorite commercials. He loves this one. Yeah. And he loves Sheila Boy Neal's commercial. Sheila did an incredible job. Yes, she sounds like this, like, 6-foot blonde
babe
dominatrix, you know, and she's just like hot. So how's everybody doing in the chat room? And if any of you have met Sheila, it's a totally different picture. Sheila is very short. She's a fireball. I mean, she's a great woman. I love her. Love her to death. So
I knew you were going to say that.
So okay, so let me, I'm trying to read. I don't, my camera now.
What's that?
No, I was just trying to see what's going on there.
Yeah, is the camera functioning correctly? I don't know.
I can't tell.
I can't either. I'm going to have to restart it.
Either.
I'll just restart the broadcast, see what happens. Anyways, yeah, so let's keep going here. Do we have another question or no?
I don't know. No, that was the only one.
Okay, well, let's go back and talk about the other that we were that we had brought up and we had dropped in into the chat room. Now, I'm going to just kind of read through for everybody in case you're not in the chat room and you don't have the link. This was published December 26, 2012. Again, a lot of the stuff we just pull off the net and just... Something about it strikes us as either being funny, interesting, or just absurd. And I'm not sure where this one actually lays, but it's good for conversation. So, sociologist Mike Regeneres, I hope that's correct, believes porn increases support for gay marriage among straight men. He made headlines earlier this year when he published a widely criticized study which stated that the children of gay parents are more likely to have negative outcomes, including being on public assistance, being unemployed, or in therapy as adults. Keep that one in mind.
Yeah.
In his new study, which was published last week on the conservative-leaning Witherspoon Institute's website, he argues that porn, quote, undermines the concept that in the act of sexual intercourse we share our body and whole self permanently and exclusively. Does that make sense?
Not really.
When we're having sex, he's saying it's supposed to be, you know, like two people together and it's just, you know.
No, it's a dick and an ass most of the time.
Or vagina, whichever. But on the contrary, it reinforces that the idea that people can share their bodies but not their innermost selves, and that they can do so temporarily and definitely not exclusively without harm. Online porn watchers are, quote, treated to a verifiable firehouse dousing of sex act diversity and, quote, of the men who view pornography material every day or almost every day, 54% strongly agree that gay and lesbian marriage should be legal, compared with around 13% of those whose porn use patterns were either monthly or less often than that. Statistical tests confirm that porn use is a very significant predictor of men's support of same-sex marriage, even after controlling for other obvious factors that might influence one's perspective, such as political affiliation, religious or marital status, education, and sexual orientation. Mm-hmm. Women, on the other hand, he argues, aren't as into porn as men are. And that this theory is not about women.
That's not true.
Oh, okay.
I
so let's.
I don't think women watch as much porn as men.
My mother was.
Wow. I
let's no, your mother too. When you think about it.
Well, she would stab my dad in the cock with a Viagra needle.
I bet
needle.
You she watched a lot of porn, sir.
I don't know.
I bet she did.
Well, possibly.
I could see her watching.
It's kind of dead. I can't ask her.
I mean, it's really funny. I mean, you look at it. I mean, I met your parents, and yeah. I see where your sexual drive came from. Your parents.
What sexual drive? I just call it a constant hum.
Yeah. And, you know, your parents were still active till not that long ago, till your mother passed away, probably, which is
probably
amazing.
How she passed away.
My parents were the same way. I mean, my father was bisexual. My mother was very kinky. So was my father. My mother had nipple clamps and cuffs and all kinds of stuff. I mean, I would go through her closet and the things I would find double-headed dildos, and I'm like, Oh, I wanted. I walked into my parents' room on purpose when they were having sex.
Wow.
I did.
You
my, no, my mother was very sexy, and my father was very sexy.
Right.
Don't anybody in the chat room don't now plug your ears. But if my father would have tried to touch me sexually, I actually wouldn't probably wouldn't have mind.
Wow, that is fucking twisted.
No, I'm just. I think my father, you have to picture.
There is. He's French.
I'm French.
Oh, never mind.
The best
that explains
is everything.
It all, sir.
The best man sex that I've had until I met Master Noel was with two of my cousins, male cousins. Really? And they're French Canadian.
They're still like cousin fuckers.
Cousin fuckers in the Epilonian French tribe.
And actually, just last week, Noel was like, "What are you doing? Why are you sending pictures?" I was sending pictures to one of my high school.
That's your fun. I couldn't tell what that was.
Remember the other day?
Yeah,
one of my high school
cousin
guy, no, that I kind of played with a lot, who had a monk. I mean, really, his
how
dick.
How do you kind of play with somebody a lot?
Well,
kind of a lot.
We did, but he denied it all the time.
Okay.
And anyway, and
so he
we've
had a huge cock, like that size of that tear.
The
skin?
Size of this can, but
that's
not
like
as big as this.
That's a 24-ounce fucking can.
But I would say a little, not as thick as this, but the length of this.
Wow.
And take, yeah, I mean. I asked him, I said, you know what, you need to do me a favor. He's gained quite a few pounds, but that's okay. His cock is still, I said, I want a picture of you.
Penis. Did he send you one, sir?
Not yet. Oh. Well, he's at home with a wife and three kids, so kind of hard to get some free time.
He's still in the
not my problem.
Wow.
But, yeah, I mean, my parents had a really great sexual active.
You know,
life.
If I would, I probably wouldn't send you a picture. I'd be afraid you might try to blackmail me.
No, he knows me. I send him pictures.
You gotta
so.
Get
no,
closer.
Back, even if I would have been playing around when I was married, I never would have sent pictures out to anybody. That's just the way I am.
Wow. Okay. So that got totally off topic. Let's go back to the article.
We had a topic, sir.
Yeah. It apparently it wasn't. Yes, if my dad tried to touch me. So the earlier headline.
Yeah. How did we go from there to there?
Wow.
Talking about porn. Did you and your parents watch porn together?
No. No. But I caught my dad all the time. And my mother had like girlfriend's weekend, and.
Okay. Wow.
It was funny.
You married into this, Master.
Excuse me?
No, we're not married.
And we won't be, so you be quiet. Look what the hell happens. I bought him a nice watch. He doesn't want it. Fuck him if he's going to think he's getting a ring out of the deal.
Okay, people.
So
I will take a picture of this watch. I will turn it on. Put your sunglasses on and back away from the screen. That's all I'm saying.
It's a beautiful watch, and I spent a lot
and
of money.
And if you have epilepsy, you cannot look at the screen because you're going to have an epileptic attack. But
you'll always know what time it is, even from space.
Yeah, I'm sure.
So back to what we were – the article.
The article, yes.
Yes, thank you. So the article is saying that children of gay parents are more likely to have negative outcomes being on public assistance, unemployed, or in therapy as adults. How are we thinking about that? Like, do you think he means because – No, I can't even.
I don't know what in the hell he's.
And how would you prove something like that?
You couldn't, sir.
Because realistically, there's only in the last very, very short while has, you know, same-sex couples really been able to adopt, I guess. You know what I mean? So, you're basing this what on? Fucking 2 years, 3 years of research? Like, what the hell?
It's probably what the Pope told him, sir.
Oh, very good.
Pope Benedict knows all. He is God on earth, so.
Yeah.
He probably told him that because he saw it in his infinite wisdom.
Yes, of course. So, do we think that watching porn helps straight men? Because I mean, he's saying that it's a bad thing. Like his view on this is they shouldn't watch straight porn because it's undermining society by letting them believe that, you know, gay men.
It's going to turn them gay.
Well, not it's going to turn them gay. It just makes them think it's okay. So that's what he's saying. He's not doing this from a positive aspect; it's from a negative aspect.
Yeah, but okay, you look at it. Just look at what happened to you.
What about it?
Well, you basically slowly came out by looking at. One type of sex.
Slowly figuring it out.
Figuring it out.
No.
Well, he didn't.
It took a long time to figure it out.
So he went from looking at regular, you know, sex on the internet to a bi thing to the next thing he went to. And a lot of times, and it does happen, you know, it does. And to me, I have actually met some straight guy and they go, look, I am as straight as they come, but yeah, it's kind of interesting. He said, it's not my thing, but yeah, I'll watch a bi movie or whatever. And I can admire a good-looking guy and stuff, and I think that's actually quite sexy.
But do they think is it they admire the look of him, or they want to look like him? That's, I think, what a lot of straight guys...
Well, straight men look at things different, and sometimes they go, well, maybe I can learn something, too.
Well...
Yeah, really. It's, you know, I mean, come on. We have not watched porn, and then suddenly you're there, and you got the camera going, and you know you can't have both hands holding the thing because now you can't see the cock entering the
what?
Ass.
What
are you talking? What the hell? Where is this conversation going?
It's going to when you watch porn, you learn tricks on how to fuck properly, different angles, different position. If you want, you're doing your own little porn sex thing, and suddenly you have the camera, you know, you can't cover both sides because you're not going to see the cock. So you got to have the right angle and all those things.
Never thought of that.
You haven't?
No. I mean, playing, yes. I thought ideas. It's like, I wonder what that would be like to stick up my ass. I mean, that far. Like camera angles and all, I never even... But see, I never did... I've been in gay videos, but I never shot my own, so that wasn't my
concern. But you're skinny, bitch. You never worry about...
He's looking at the angles to make himself look thinner.
Oh, no kidding. It's like, you know, all my pictures are done in certain angles and stuff to shave an inch or two or five.
No.
Or add an extra 5 inches.
They always say the camera will, you know...
Add 10 pounds.
I can add 4 inches to your penis and all this crap.
No, it's add 3 waist sizes.
Oh, I thought it was add 4 penises. I mean, 4 inches.
You know, that's what I can't find.
What? 4 inches?
Yeah, really. No. That stupid Willy thing, that pissed me off. When we did that clone of Willy.
Oh, that Willy. Well, you got to redo. We just did that wrong, sir.
Where did you get those? No, Mojo didn't.
Mojo got them.
Oh, yeah.
No, I thought they had, but they had them at Claw last year, sir.
They might have.
Yes. Because they do it every year. The company that makes them gives them away at the Leatherman's ball, dinner, whatever it is.
Okay.
One to each table.
Oh, yeah?
Yep, because I went to the ball 2 years ago, right before I became part of the family, sir.
Oh, okay. Yeah, on that note, you know what time it is?
It's howdy-doody time. No,
it's commercial time.
That it is.
And we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere, everybody.